This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Life is a wonderful gift. Well, of course, without question, though. Sometimes it's hard, challenging, trying, and difficult. And because of that, sometimes we give up. We feel burned out and gloomy. And sometimes this down and out feeling comes without warning. There could be a harsh word from your boss, some disappointment at work or a financial concern you might have, or this intense feeling that you've disappointed someone. Or, of course, there could be a real tragedy that happens. So all of these things can cause us to feel depressed. And modern science spends a lot of energy and time today helping people fight off the blues. But even, you know, with all the help and resources, there are many people who, for example, turn to alcohol to drown their sorrows or drugs to escape them. Well, today I'm talking again about this value of the day, today. Now, I'm doing this because the Bible has a wonderful verse. I mentioned this yesterday morning, Psalm 118, verse 24, that says, "This day, today belongs to the Lord. Let's celebrate and be glad today." In that wonderful book, a bit dated now, called The Positive Principle Today, Norman Vincent Peale tells the story of Orville Kelly, a newspaper man who went into hospital at the age of 43 for an examination. He was told he had terminal cancer. He was actually stunned by this terrible news, as was his wife, Wanda. So after hospital tests, the doctors told Orville Kelly that he had from 6 months to 3 years to live. Well, friends avoided discussing this with him and his wife, and they said, "Well, don't think about it," and they changed the subject. So this communication almost stopped, and Wanda, his wife, wanted to say something that was really positive, and Orville was there trying to reassure. They just couldn't find the words, so they didn't say anything. Orville Kelly was put on a program of chemotherapy, and the long drive to and from the hospital was a silent journey. One day he said, "Look, let's talk about it. I am going to die from cancer." He said, "I'm not dead yet, so let's start enjoying life again." So a time later, a new idea came to Orville Kelly. He said, "I will accept each day not as another day closer to death, but as another day of life. I will accept each day as a gift from God to be appreciated, enjoyed, and lived to the fullest." And he decided to form a program called MTC, called Make Today Count. After all, Orville said, we're all terminal in that sense. We're all going to die. But he chose to see that every day was a special and a gracious gift from a loving God. Now, I like that story. I mean, that's precisely what happened. He went on to do that. And although sentenced to death by this really awful illness, he actually became more alive by making each day count. So I think if you and I could say at the beginning of today and every day, and really mean that, this is the day, today, that the Lord has made, and he's given it to me as a gracious gift, I'll therefore rejoice and be glad and be thankful for it. I once saw a bumper sticker that says, "Today is God's gift to us." That's why it's called the present. True, yes, today is God's gift. He's given it to us. Let's try and make it count. So what we could do is by saying, today I will be sensitive to what's happening around me. That's to say, I'll be aware of what I'm seeing and hearing and feeling, and I'll try to be sensitive to the wonders of God's world. You know, sadly, many people shut the world out. There are many interest groups, marketing experts, commercial products that scream to us wanting our attention and our money. We're so pushed and pulled and inundated that the world sometimes shuts down our senses, so we don't appreciate. You know, people go through life like robots, uninspired, unaware what's going on. I once saw an awareness test in a magazine that had five questions. What were the last five sounds you heard? Or what were the last five things you saw? What were the last five surfaces you actually touched? What were the five fragrances you smelled? What were the last five things that you actually tasted? So they're good questions. Can you answer the question? So I think it's good to say with God's word, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Lord, I want to be sensitive to what is happening around me today. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.